Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Inspired Table podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're talking about the Libra full moon. It's taking place on April 19, that's Friday. And if you're playing along at home, you'll know that we had a Libra full moon last month too. You are not going crazy. There is two of them in as many months. And Libra is all about partnership. So it's actually quite symbolic that we're gifted with two of these beautiful and abundant moons. So 2 weeks ago, we had the Aries new moon. So it was 2 weeks after the first Libra full moon, we got the Aries new moon. It kicked off the new lunar cycle, which we are now halfway through. And that Aries new moon was smack bang in the middle of this Libra partnership. And the energy of that moon was all about stepping into your own self-expression and stepping into your own personal power. And now with this second Libra full moon, we're being asked to share this sparkly, up-leveled self that we've created with other people, which is the true test of an upgrade, right? It's all very well being in your power when you can lock yourself in a room or an isolated cell, but if you were to go out and interact and relate and converse and mix your vibrations with others, are you still able to stay in your authenticity? It's tricky, yeah, but it's the true test. It's what this spiritual game is all about. In every moon, I speak of alignment and the eternal search of your own alignment, but you are fooling yourself if you think that it's not going to get tested every single day. And that is all part of the fun. So as a reminder, the mantra for Libra is I harmonize. And with full moon energy, it's time to release and let go so that we can create space for the new. So my question to you is, how can you apply this to your relationships? To harmonize, balance, and equalize, what needs to be released? Is there some way you're gripping too tight? Are there old programs that you're still running? Old energy you're avoiding clearing out? Yeah, it's also a good time to ask yourself, how do I give? How do I receive? Am I balanced in this approach? Are the values that I hold so dearly being reciprocated in the relationships around me? And of course, I'm not just talking about romantic relationships. I'm talking about any kind of relating. So business, platonic, familial, all of them. Now, something to be aware of. As with all potent moon energy, it's not likely, unfortunately, to show you how beautifully balanced you are. Oh no, no, no. What's likely to surface is a snapshot into where the imbalances are in your life. And like I said, this is likely to happen in your relationships. But the balance itself might not necessarily be in the relationship. For example, if you put all your energy into making one particular relationship work, what does that do to the other areas of your life? Does it throw off the balance somewhere else? Or alternatively, are you putting all of your focus and effort into, say, work, and relationships aren't even getting a look in? A big part of the work I do around the full moon is around forgiveness. And it's particularly important and relevant under a Libra full moon because of the energy that it holds around relationships and partnerships. So you might like to ask yourself, will forgiving someone or something, or perhaps even yourself, allow an equalization and balance to naturally occur? Sometimes forgiveness can be the release that we're looking for with a full moon. the letting go and the surrendering. It takes a lot of energy to hold a grudge. Yeah? And this forgiveness could be something that's come up with this last lunar cycle. It could be something you have been holding on to for decades. But whatever it is, the full moon is a really beautiful time to take a look at where you need to find forgiveness. Also, something to be aware of. Don't freak out, guys. I'm going to explain it all, but I know that a few of you are going to have heart palpitations when I say this. We currently have 3 planets in retrograde. But caveat, don't freak out, because they're not going to be as heckers as Mercury was a few weeks back. They're relatively slow moving planets, and these retrogrades happen every single year and for quite lengthy periods of time. So you've already experienced them many, many times and just not known. The planets in question are Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn. Now, you might remember from the first Mercury retrograde episode I did that when a planet is in retrograde, it actually isn't moving backwards, but it is slowing everything down. And for the areas of life it governs, it becomes energetically dormant, except in the case of Saturn. But I'll tell you about that when we get there. Okay, so let's knock each of these planets off one by one. Jupiter retrograde kicked off on April 10, and it's going to hang around until mid-August. Jupiter is the expansion of the mind and the experience of faith. It's all about abundance, and it obtains this abundant expansion through learning and then in turn teaching. So with things being turned down a few notches thanks to this retrograde period, it doesn't mean that there will be no expansion or abundance and that we're going to be living in constriction and lack. Rather, that you're being given some space and time to truly feel into what expansion and abundance looks like for you and how you'll fully step into it once the planet shifts again come August. Yeah, so the way that I like to look at stuff like this is, if we're constantly in the energy of expansion and growth, we're probs going to explode. Like, that's a lot of growing to be doing. We need to be going through the ebbs and flows of all universal cycles. Yeah, we need to experience the expansion and the growth in a new moon and the surrender and release of a full moon. We need to experience the polarities that come with these retrograde periods to get the full picture and a full spectrum of the experience. Does that make sense? So it's not that you're not expanding and you're not able to find abundance. It's just giving you an opportunity to not feel that rapid growth and pressure to expand. It's like, just take a few steps back and just look at the bigger picture. Okay, so the next planet is Pluto. And the function of Pluto is power for transformation. It's also known as the power of resurrection. And for a rebirth to take place, do you know what needs to happen first? A death. Yeah, Pluto is all about the shadow and diving deep into the dark depths of your soul, experiencing some mini deaths so that you can be reborn again. So the question is, what happens while it's in retrograde? Well, it's actually quite a good thing. It makes the diving into the depths of your soul thing illuminating and transformational, which is pretty cool. But it's likely to be shining the light on things from the past, because as we know, that is a minxy trait of all retrograde planets. Ugh. So this Pluto retrograde happens from April 24th, and it's going to hang around until early October, October 3. Yeah, so that's something just to look out for then. And if you're seeing little deaths on the horizon, allow them to happen, because the only way to be reborn and experience a new birth is for a death to occur. Okay, so don't be afraid of the shadow. And lastly, we have Saturn. The function of Saturn is mastery, responsibility, and integrity. This is the planet of structure and leadership. And when most planets in retrograde will subdue the energy of that planet, when Saturn's going retro, it actually enhances its qualities. What? Yeah, but it will still drudge up the past and old lessons because that's a retrograde thing. Ugh. So during this Saturn retrograde, it's a really good time to look at boundaries and structures in your life that could perhaps do with a little bit of an adjustment. Perhaps you need to set some boundaries, or perhaps you need to let go and release some boundaries. Like maybe you have too many walls up. Either way, from April 28 until September 18, opportunities to reflect on said boundaries and structures will likely surface. Now, these retrograde periods, these three retrograde periods, they all kick off in April, but like I said, they're all going to stagger their length, and they are quite long periods of time, but you have been experiencing them every year your entire life. So you're not likely to experience something you've never experienced before. All I wanted to do was bring awareness to the energy that's happening at the moment, but don't feel like you need to create that energy just because you know about it now, or exacerbate it out of fear. Yeah? Okay? We good?
Good.
Okay, and lastly, I'm doing things a little bit different this month. There is an online moon circle, but it's actually going to be for the full moon, which is super exciting because I usually do it on a new moon. A full moon is very different when it comes to the ritual that we put around it. We're going to be focusing on the Libra full moon energy in particular. We're going to be looking at releasing and letting go so that we can create space for the time that the next new moon comes through, which will be in 2 weeks. We're also going to have a look at forgiveness. Because as I said, forgiveness is such an important part of this full moon energy. And there's going to be a particular focus on relationships. That sounds like a lot, doesn't it? Well, it's all going to happen. And it should take less than an hour. To book your spot, there are links in the show notes, or you just have to head to jordanalevine.com and click on the Lunar Nights tab. Because it is a shorter experience than the new moon online moon circle, it is at a lower cost. So it's only $22.95 Australian dollars to be a part of that. And it is on Good Friday. So if you do have some wild Easter parties planned on Friday night, still book your spot because you will get the recording and that will be up until the following Tuesday. And doing this work around the full moon, it really brings a completeness to the lunar cycle. It's all very well setting your intentions for manifestation on a new moon, but you really need to balance that out with this state of surrender and letting go. Before I let you go, I just want to let you know that rhymes. That my friend Holly Azapati and I launched a new podcast this week called The Middle, and I think you guys are going to love it, especially if you love listening to this moon stuff. Here is a little snippet to whet your appetite.
What I've been looking at is how there are 7 points in the world in terms of countries that are governed by a certain chakra. Ooh. So for instance, Australia, and yeah, it's a specific location in the Northern Territory, is the solar plexus chakra.
Oh, I was like, let me guess, but I wouldn't have guessed that.
Let you guess the next one.
Okay.
So solar plexus chakra, which, get this, very interesting. Mm. And our girl Zoe, Medicinal Alchemy, she taught me this, which is Australia has such an underlying sense of tall poppy syndrome. I think we can all agree. It's like, don't shine too brightly. Don't be seen too much. You'll get torn down.
Yeah.
At an energetic level, it is fueled by this solar plexus chakra that is holding Australia, because the solar plexus is about stepping center stage, being seen, stepping into your light. So is it any wonder that as a collective energetically as Australians, we are so uncomfortable with that idea, because it is governed by the solar plexus chakra and the energy that that encompasses, right?
Oh, shit, you've just blown my mind. I love that. So you can go and find that on your favorite podcast app. Just search The Middle. Hit subscribe because we're brand spanking new. And we need all the listens we can get. If you enjoy this episode of the podcast, speaking about the Libra full moon, take a screenshot on your phone. Please share it to Instagram stories. I love when you guys do that. Make sure you tag me at Jordana Levine. And if you go over and listen to the first episode of the middle, I would love if you did the same thing there. We're just going to keep sharing these Instagram stories until we get sick of looking at them. I hope you have a beautiful week. I hope you enjoy the abundant energy of this Libra full moon. And I'll talk to you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.